As the Tennessee General Assembly gets closer to the end of this year's session, legislators are turning now to the budget. One item that may raise some fiscally conservative eyebrows is a new library, a $90 million library. WKNO's Christopher Blank recently traveled to Nashville to find out more.
The Tennessee State Library and Archives kind of blends in with the other buildings around the state capitol. A curious bookworm would discover a reading room not much larger than some high school libraries. All the books are Tennessee-related. This library gets about 50 visitors a day, mostly scholars, lawyers, and people looking up family history, which hasn't really helped put this building onto the legislative radar. But this year is different. Chuck Sherrill, state librarian and archivist, says that time has definitely run out.
The most critical reason why now is that we are out of space.
It's not just a matter of a few more bookshelves. It's rooms full of legal documents.
This is a central responsibility of state government to preserve the record of the operations of government.
So what does that look like? Gordon Belt, Director of Public Services, recently gave me a tour.
We'll go down the elevator and go down to level 2.
So from the outside, it looks like this is a two-story building.
Yes, but it's actually 8.
The elevator opens into a long room with a low ceiling. Metal shelves are filled to capacity, not with books, but archival boxes.
I'm going to take us down to the end here.
Belt opens a box full of yellowed, handwritten documents from the 1790s.
Governor Sevier was our first governor of Tennessee, and these are his papers.
While most of these letters are also accessible on microfilm or on computers, Belt says that scholars can still ask to hold the originals.
A lot of times, microfilm records don't really give you the level of detail you need to read, especially cursive handwriting.
Governor Sevier served 2 terms, and his official paperwork fills up 7 boxes. When current Governor Bill Haslam's 2nd term ends in 2019, he'll turn over more than 1,000 boxes.
Where will we put those? It's kind of hard to say at this point.
The archives are full. One option is to hire a private company to house documents off-site, but that would make it harder for researchers. Librarians are pushing for the other option, a new library and archives built on the Bicentennial Mall nearby. The building is already designed. Storage would look more like an Amazon warehouse with robotic units retrieving metal boxes from shelves nearly 40 feet tall. It would also have a more public footprint, a sort of showcase for historic documents.
Hey, Kathy? Mm-hmm. We were wondering if we could take a quick look in the vault real quick.
Belt leads me inside a dark, cramped room stuffed with metal cabinets, many of them locked. The temperature is 55 degrees.
Things that have irreplaceable value are stored in this area.
Historic things, like the original state constitution of Tennessee.
Can we see the constitution?
I'm not sure where they keep it in this space.
Now, it's true that Tennessee's constitution isn't exactly a tourist attraction, as is the U.S. constitution in Washington, D.C. But the archives currently don't even have a way of displaying such documents. No climate-controlled cabinets or museum-style curations. That could change in the new building, which would have a learning center, exhibit areas, and public tours. The archives aren't just full of old legal documents and newspaper clippings. On the day I visited, senior conservator Carol Roberts was about to open an antique mason jar stuffed with small packets of unknown papers.
There could easily be some Civil War era medicine in it. See, that says salts. So that could easily be a packet of medicine. And so I have to be very careful.
Now, why would this come to the archive and not, say, to the museum?
Well, because it's paper and it's going to relate to a whole collection.
Since 1955, the archives also began storing a newfangled kind of document, audio recordings. Most everything spoken on the record in the Capitol can still be heard here. There are a lot of cassette tapes. Ask a librarian which official government recording is the most popular, and they might direct you to this one.
What I want to thank you sincerely, and I can say that I'm very proud to be from the state of Tennessee.
Yeah, that would be Elvis Presley visiting the General Assembly in March of 1961.
I'd like to say God bless all of you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Sure, that scratchy recording may not seem like much, but it is Tennessee history. And in the coming weeks, with a new budget in sight, librarians at the State Library and Archives will have confirmation whether or not Elvis will be leaving for a new building. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.
I can see you now, living like a queen, in a house that has everything, everything but love. Crystal chandeliers, chauffeured limousines. Yes, you'll really have everything, everything but love.